Well, next month, Illinois voters will be asked if they would support an additional income tax on the state's wealthiest citizens to provide property tax relief. Collinsville Democrat Representative Jay Hoffman, the assistant majority leader in the Illinois House, sponsored that question, and he joins us in studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Megan. Thanks for having us.
What are you hearing from constituents when it comes to their property taxes in the Metro East?
Well, I think it's not only the Metro East, it's really statewide in Illinois. There's a hue and cry for a reduction in property taxes. It really is the most regressive tax that we have. Simply by living in your own home for a long period of time, the value obviously escalates, which means your property tax escalates. So we've done this before in Illinois. Where we've put on the ballot advisory referendums that later were taken up by the Illinois General Assembly and became law. The most recent that comes to mind is the minimum wage. We first put it on the ballot as an advisory referendum, whether or not the minimum wage in Illinois should be increased to $15. It overwhelmingly passed, and subsequently the General Assembly, the House and the Senate passed it. Over 5 years, I believe it's now next year going to be $15 an hour in Illinois as a minimum wage. And that was a direct result of the overwhelming support from the voters in Illinois.
How does this differ in language from what was put before voters before?
What was put before the voters before was a general gradual income tax. This would simply say that there would be a surcharge of 3% on amounts that are made over $1 million a year. For individuals who are the richest in the state of Illinois. And then that money would be directly used for property tax relief to help homeowners be able to stay in their own homes and not be forced out because of the ever-increasing burden of property taxes. It's said that the Illinois Department of Revenue has estimated that this would bring in approximately $4.5 billion every year because of the surcharge on millionaires. They should pay their fair share, and we should provide the property tax relief that that is needed in Illinois. Ultimately, the voters get to decide, though, and that's why we put this on the ballot, to get an advisory referendum before the voters so that they can decide.
Now, there are some constitutional questions related to this, and you're getting some pushback from the other party. So tell us what those questions are and what would have to change.
Well, we would ultimately have to have a constitutional amendment. This would be different than the gradual income tax that was put before the voters a couple years ago. And that amendment would say that you would provide for a surcharge on millionaires of 3%, and it would directly go to property tax relief. It would be more specific than that. After we hear from the voters, we then have to go about putting together a constitutional question that could potentially be on the ballot. There certainly is an issue of constitutionality. And the Constitution, I believe, would have to be changed because in Illinois, our Constitution provides for a flat tax rate.
Where are we seeing the most property tax increase? Is it Cook County?
I think per capita, it's pretty uniform. It isn't just the Cook County area. If you're in St. Clair and Madison County, you're seeing folks from St. Louis moving over, St. Louis and Missouri, moving over to the Illinois side of the river. And when that happens, the price of houses go up, and the property tax is based on the value of your house. So we're seeing an increase on our side of the river as well.
And when you're talking about income tax, and you said fair share, there might be people that make $1 million or more that say, Well, I'm already paying my fair share. Why should I pay that 3% more than other people do on their wages?
Well, if that's their argument, they should take that to the voters. Let them decide. I don't think they'll agree.
Right. What is the governor's stance on this?
Well, the governor signed the bill to put this on the ballot. Like any other piece of legislation, obviously it has to pass the House and the Senate, and the governor has to sign it. So this year we provided for 3 advisory referendums. The first one is the one that we're talking about. Would be a surcharge on millionaires to go to property tax relief. The second would be a Election Workers Protection Act that says that could you be subject to civil penalties if you interfere with an election worker's duties. And finally, there is an advisory referendum indicating whether or not in vitro fertilization should be covered on health insurance plans.
Now, obviously, this would have a lot of steps to go through, as you've mentioned, since this is an advisory referendum, but let's say this does eventually pass, what mechanisms would have to be in place to ensure that this income tax would offset property tax and we would actually see property tax relief as residents in Illinois?
Well, I think the first thing that would have to happen is we would have to go to work and determine how that property tax relief would actually be applied, how the $4.5 billion per year in increased revenue would be applied in property tax relief. That would be a substantive law that would have to be passed. And ultimately, that would have to be contained in any constitutional amendment that is put on the ballot. So it really is a 3-4-step process. So if the voters decide that they would like to see this, we would then have to go through the legislative process and would have to pass some type of legislation that would be very specific and would be once again on the ballot probably in 2 years as to whether we should amend our Constitution.
One other question for you I have for those individuals that are making over $1 million. I would assume that a lot of these individuals do invest in other ways because of the means that they might have. Are we at risk of losing, you know, some of those people from Illinois that they might say, well, if I'm going to face this extra tax, I'm going to take my money and maybe my business out of the state of Illinois?
Well, it would be a 3% surcharge over the $1 million that you make. So it would only be taxed on the additional million, the additional amount that you make over the $1 million. So that argument is always going to be made. I don't think that's going to happen. I do believe that if we do this, they will also get some property tax relief as a result of the surcharge that they're paying. So my whole philosophy here is let's let the voters decide, and that's what this advisory referendum will do.
Why has it been so different through the years? So if I recall, voters did reject this in 20, but in 14, they were kind of in a different mood. I think that there was more support that way. Why do you think the fluctuation?
Well, there's a difference. And I believe 14, it was an advisory referendum, but it didn't specifically talk about property tax relief, just a surcharge over $1 million in income. The ballot measure that was on the ballot, I believe in 2020, that was a complete gradual income tax determination, not just for people who make over $1 million. So it would be a gradual income tax on all folks. And I think that's where the difference is.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate you coming in studio with us today.
Thank you, Megan. Thank you, Tom.
That is Representative Jay Hoffman, Democrat from Collinsville. Great.